The day is coming, and now is when those who follow our Lord will be persecuted. They will be killed in the name of God. When our Lord said these words, it was the middle of the first century. It was the beginning of Christianity, and those who proclaimed the Christ were persecuted. They were taken to their death, they were tortured, and they were coerced in order to get them to renounce our Lord, to renounce the Christian faith. As time went by, though, we see that the church grew and flourished. And in those years, we have many miracles and many great things that we can be very proud of. But we can also cite many corruptions that we can not be so proud of. But the church grew. So if you can imagine a bell-shaped curve, and over here is the first century, and there's very few Christians. And as time progresses, we get to the Middle Ages, and there is a great many Christians. And now we are starting to see the decline in the bell-shaped curve. The decline in the bell-shaped curve is telling us that the prophecy is being fulfilled. It's been prophesied that many will leave the faith. Many will leave the faith for a number of reasons. But many will leave the faith to follow the Antichrist. And the Antichrist and his power will grow as the church and the faithful will decline. And as Satan, the devil, gets close to the end of his time, he will persecute the Christians even more. He will persecute them even harder. And we will be like in those early centuries. Many will deny Christ to avoid persecution. Many will not deny Christ. And they will accept death at the hands of those who are truly the workers of Satan. We've seen more and more the beheadings of Christians. We see more and more the crucifixions of Christians. We see more and more the persecution that is not of the norm. For many years in the Middle East, all of the Christians had been persecuted, and over some years, would be harshly persecuted, and at other times they would not be so harshly persecuted. But the great persecution is returning because the end time is near. The closer we get to the return of our Lord, the more violence that Satan will inflict upon the church. He will try to kill Christians. He will legitimatize whatever faiths he is bringing in to the world, or whatever faiths he is influencing to do his will. You cannot point the finger at anyone or any group and say, this is Satan. Just the same way, you cannot truly point the finger at any one or any group and say, these are true Christians. Because within Christianity are many faithful. Many have accepted Christianity as some kind of an insurance policy. They think, well, I'll call myself Christian, I'll be baptized, I'll go to church, and hopefully, if there really is a Jesus, then I will be saved. These people will fall away. We are told this in prophecy. Out of all of the Christians in the world, many, if not most, will fall away. And we will be left with what is called the faithful remnant. Those things, those people that remain till the end. We are reminded, as we see Christians being killed for their faith, for no other reason, just because they're Christians, we see the end coming. We will see more and more of this. Our Lord has told us this. The prophecies tell us this. The persecution of the Christians will increase as the faithful decrease and the Antichrist and his powers and principalities increase. This must happen in order for our Lord to truly be glorified, in order for our Lord to prove that he is God, in order for the church to arrive triumphant over all things. As Christians, we have been taught to be tolerant of everyone, of all beliefs and of all faiths, and we must remain tolerant, because that's what we have been instructed to do. However, we are also told to open our eyes and our ears and know when the end time is coming. Just as when the fig tree starts to put out its leaves, we know that summer is coming. When the fig tree loses its leaves, we know that fall is coming. And when the fruit of the church begins to diminish, we know that the end is coming. So, my friends, I'm speaking to you today in this way so that we don't get so involved with the ways of the world that we forget who we are. And because we are followers of Christ, our Lord said that a servant is not greater than his master. If we are followers of Christ, then we should expect that they in this world will try to do the same to us as they did to Christ. For many years, maybe over 1,000 years, since we have always been persecuted, but not in the way that we will be in the future. So I think it's time to think and to put into our heads that we are Christians, we are followers of Christ, and that we will follow him all the way to the end. Don't be afraid, he tells us. Don't be afraid. The time is coming, and now is, when the Son of Man will return in all of his glory, and he will take his church unto himself, and we will all enter into the kingdom. And those who have rejected him will be gnashing their teeth because they will be left out of the kingdom. My friends, it's time to renew ourselves and our faith in the Lord and remain steadfast until the end. And even though we see these things happening, our Lord told us that they must happen. And don't be afraid. Fear is a tool of the devil. Courage is a tool of the Holy Spirit. So allow the Holy Spirit to enter into you and into us. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you courage. Allow the Holy Spirit to take us to the end. I pray that God blesses and protects us always.